The Leader of the House of Commons said Thursday that if enough people call for Britain to restore the death penalty, it should be discussed by lawmakers. That could be good news for those who signed an online petition Thursday, hoping to bring capital punishment back, and for a handful of MPs who voiced their support. Ahead of the online petition, Conservative MP Andrew Turner said it's the proper punishment for some serious crimes. Neil Durkin, a campaigner at the international human rights group Amnesty International, disagrees.
It would be taking the United Kingdom back against the main current, the very strongly running current, actually, towards abolition of the death penalty around the world.
Capital punishment is one of a number of issues that have been petitioned in an online government scheme. Other subjects petitioned were for Britain to leave the European Union and for the absolute right to self-defense in one's home. Any petition signed by more than 100,000 British citizens will be considered for future debate in the House of Commons. Durkin says it's very unlikely the death penalty will be reintroduced.
All the indicators are, if we have MPs and members of the House of Lords in the UK debating this issue, they will almost certainly resoundingly reject any such notion that there should be a reintroduction of the death penalty.
The last execution took place in Britain almost 5 decades ago, but it's remained a rallying point for some in the British public. Andy Williamson is director of the Hansard Society's Digital Democracy Programme. He says he's not surprised that capital punishment is topping the e-petition.
Whenever you introduce a system like this, it unlocks the floodgates and you get those very populist causes. You will get one about immigration, you will get one about the death penalty, you will get one about decriminalizing or legalizing drugs. They're the ones you expect to see.
Some people have criticized the scheme, saying it allows special interest groups to push their causes up the parliamentary agenda and wastes MPs' time debating subjects that won't pass into law. Other critics say e-petitions are a false form of democracy. Williamson describes petitioning as democracy light, but says it's still important.
It's an absolutely vital part of democracy. Democracy is a continuum. The thing we're most familiar with, and most of us do, is vote. But we only get to do that in the UK about every 4 to 5 years, as far as Parliament's concerned. And I think what's really important is the democracy that happens in between.
But he says it's important that MPs take the petition seriously. He says there's a tendency to treat them as a gimmick. In 2007, almost 2 million people in Britain signed a petition against government plans to introduce road charging. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.